You're with us for the morning show as we have presidential candidate conversations leading up to the November election 2 weeks from today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. So today we're hearing from the Biden ticket with a surrogate who is actively campaigning on his behalf. We have U.S. Representative from Delaware, Lisa Blunt Rochester, who serves as national co-chair of former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign. What do you want to ask her about stances on policy, about the campaign trail? We're at 800-642-1234. Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much, Kate, and thank you to the listeners for having me.
Well, COVID here in Wisconsin is absolutely raging. It's surging. How would Biden get the U.S. back on track? How do you stop the spread without causing our main streets here in Wisconsin to go dark?
You know, well, first of all, we want to acknowledge that there are so many people right now suffering and hurting because of this pandemic. We have, as we know, 8 million cases in the United States, 220,000 individuals who have passed. And the challenge that we have is that the current president doesn't really have a plan. And so we can tell you that, first of all, Joe Biden would start off with the plan that he laid out in March, which starts with listening to the experts and following the science and calling on Americans to wear a mask in public. It's not a political statement. I mean, the top scientists say that 100,000 lives would be saved in the next 100 days alone. And so, number one, we would make sure that there is free testing, treatment, and make sure that there are going to be vaccines that are available for everyone and distributed in a fair way. Also, you don't get rid of the Affordable Care Act, which protects people from pre-existing conditions, which Donald Trump is trying to do at the Supreme Court, in a time of a global pandemic. It just doesn't make sense. And then also just using the Defense Production Act in an effective way to make sure that we have masks and that we have the protective gear for our healthcare workers, those on job sites and in schools. I mean, it's just really making sure that we have a plan and we address it, and we address it in a safe and fair way. That's something that's lacking right now with this president. And I think that's why people are voting in record numbers.
You mentioned vaccines. How hands-on would the Biden administration be in deciding who is first in line for a vaccine? And would Americans be required to get vaccinated?
Well, first of all, Vice President Joe Biden has been very clear that, as I mentioned before, we have to follow the science and we have to make sure that the vaccines are safe and effective. You would, of course, have to be very specific and targeted as well in how these vaccines are distributed. That begins with looking at your healthcare experts and those who are on the front lines and that will need to have it to make sure that we can continue to deal with the pandemic. And then you would look at, you know, communities that are hardest hit and most impacted. Right now, we have seen just a disproportionate number of individuals, people of color, that are dying from this pandemic. And so, again, it would be a real plan that is focused and that really relies on the experts, the medical experts and the scientists to help us with that plan. But right now, unfortunately, we have a president that it's not clear. It's sort of like every state for himself or herself. And what we need is a national effort to combat this pandemic, because we know it really affects not only people's lives, but their livelihoods and their ability for their businesses or their farms or their children to even go back to school. It affects all of us.
We're talking with U.S. Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester, national co-chair of the Biden campaign, as part of our candidate conversations leading up to the November election. What issues are most important to you as you consider who you'll vote for? Do you know who you'll be voting for? How did you come to your decision? We're at 800-642-1234. Congresswoman, you know, I want to take a look here at consensus building. Why are the stimulus negotiations going poorly, and what would go differently if Biden were in office to get Congress to work together?
You know, what an important question, Kate. I mean, first of all, I want Wisconsins to remember that we were able on a bipartisan level to pass the CARES Act, the Coronavirus Families First Act. And it really was understanding that, you know, we're in this together and that the danger of doing little was greater than the danger of doing too much. I mean, even Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, has said that this is an important time for us to really, really invest. It's unfortunate that on the Senate side, I mean, this is part of a larger pattern of them not governing and Mitch McConnell not governing. We've sent over 300 bipartisan bills to the Senate, and they have not acted on them. And I think right now what you would see from a President Biden is a person who can bring people together. I mean, it's one of the reasons I'm from Delaware. He's been my senator and my vice president and my friend for 30 years. And I've seen him work across the aisle, Democrats, Republicans, independents, bringing them together. And it's a matter of leadership. This president hasn't met with Speaker Pelosi in a year. I think that fortunately she has had a good working relationship with Mr. Mnuchin, and we are hopeful that today we will see the fruits of that labor. But I really think it goes back to the leadership and the intention and the real focus on being a president for all the people, not just some of the people.
I want to look at where progressives are in this picture, because Biden is sending some mixed messages on the Green New Deal. How do you respond to progressives who feel that they're voting for Biden basically because he maybe not be as bad as Trump? Where does he stand on the Green New Deal?
Well, I think, you know, Joe Biden has been really, really clear that, number one, the Green New Deal provided the framework for our conversations and for us as a Democratic Party to come together under a unity platform. That unity platform had the range from blue dogs to progressives sitting at the table to come out with a plan of action. And Joe has been the most progressive, starting on issues like climate change before it was popular, before people talked about it. And so as a person who is in Congress, and I'm in both the New Dem caucus as well as the Progressive caucus, I can tell you what we've been able to do as Democrats is marry the fact that we can do well for our economy and do good for our planet by creating the plan that we have to build back better. If you just look at the plan, you will see there is a focus on a green economy. There is an intersection between health and wellness. And there is, again, a focus on building back better. So we're not going to be distracted by those that are trying to tear us apart. I think that's kind of par for the course for the current administration, to divide and try to conquer. But we're going to be united. And that's what Joe Biden can do. He's the person who can bring people together from Harlem to the heartland.
We're talking with U.S. Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester of Delaware. She's national co-chair of the Biden campaign as we have these presidential candidate conversations leading up to the election 2 weeks away. And she was on the committee that led the search for and vetted Biden's running mate, Kamala Harris. What issues are most important to you as you consider who you'll vote for? Did you vote early? How did you make your decision? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a minute with Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester of Delaware, right here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're having candidate conversations leading up to the November election. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. And today we're hearing from a Biden surrogate as Democrats take to the campaign trail to rally voters. U.S. Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester of Delaware co-chairs Biden's national campaign. What do you want to know about Biden's policies, his campaign events 2 weeks ahead of Election Day? Are you an undecided voter? What questions do you have about Biden's stance on particular issues? Join in at 800-642-1234. And Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester stays with us for 10 more minutes. So President Trump has held large rallies in Wisconsin, held a rally in Janesville over the weekend. How is Biden campaigning in Wisconsin? We're the swingiest of swing states, as the New York Times tells us.
Well, you know, first of all, Wisconsin is, as you all know, a very, very important state for this election. And I think how the two candidates are campaigning is a testament to how they handle and would handle this current pandemic and crisis. You have one candidate, Joe Biden, who is being very responsible, making sure that we are getting out to the voters in Wisconsin by being on the ground, but also virtually and doing it in a safe way. And then you have the current president who is creating these super spreader events. And I think it is irresponsible, and it also doesn't show that he knows how or have a plan to get this virus under control. So needless to say, we are very much focused on making sure that folks from Wisconsin are safe, but also get Joe Biden's message. And I think it's really important that folks know this is an important day today. I mean, today, early in-person voting starts in Wisconsin, and you can register in so many different ways. We want to make sure that people know that they can do same day at the polling location, but they have to make sure they bring an ID and proof of residence. And if you don't know for sure what to do, go to iwillvote.com/WI for more information. It's really important that people know this. And again, we're trying to campaign. We're not taking anything for granted. We know that, you know, we started on day one, making sure that we focused on great infrastructure right there on the ground with a great team of folks. But it's clear we have to be safe and do it in a way that protects people and allows them to understand and hear Joe Biden's message.
Let's take a call now. Chris is joining us from Hillsborough this morning. Hi, Chris. What's your question?
Hi. I actually have two questions. And I'll say them, and then I have to go because I have to go teach. But I'm a special education teacher, and it has been really difficult on teachers and students with the pandemic and meeting their needs, keeping them, you know, distant, trying to meet all our virtual kids because, you know, they have all these choices. Is there going to be – what is the plan for education to put some of this burden off from teachers? I mean, I work until 7:30, 8 o'clock every night because I have so many diversity kids at different levels to meet their needs and then to get the ones online. My second question is about a stimulus check. I know that when they did the unemployment and gave the extra $600, well, I lost the after-school program I ran. I did sports because I'm a single mom of four. I didn't get any extra money, and I had to go find another job, and I found two and to pay my bills. But then I had all these people on unemployment who were getting this extra $600, and some of my friends were refusing to go back to work because they were making more on unemployment. But there was no help out there for the ones of us that we kept our jobs but had to work and do extra to pay our bills.
Yeah, Chris, thank you for bringing that to the table. Representative, tackling Chris's questions one at a time. Go ahead.
Yes. First of all, Chris, thank you so much for your question and for the work that you do as an educator. We just had a roundtable with teachers even here in my state, and I heard from them similar, just the challenges of, number one, going back to work confidently for those that are going in person. Number two, the challenges of even access to broadband and internet and connectivity issues, as well as an educator trying to balance your own family with educating students from other families. First of all, part of the reason why Joe Biden is so focused on dealing with this pandemic is that until we get a handle on this pandemic, people can't confidently and safely and return to their workplaces or their schools. without going back and forth, between openings and closings. And so it's really important that, number one, we get a handle on that. And that's everything from making sure that schools have the supports that they need, whether it's disinfectant, whether it's PPE, whether it's new tools and technology. Secondly, as it pertains to education in general, if you go to joebiden.com, you will see a plan for education that also deals with, you mentioned, whether it's children that, are coming from challenging environments or neighborhoods, or that just don't have the resources, or that have special needs. He talks about an investment in Title I and other programs that will help to support you as an educator and help support those families. As it pertains to the economy and stimulus checks, one of the things that we've seen, and as I mentioned, I'm a member of Congress, so I got a chance to vote on those stimulus checks as well as supports for families. The bottom line is that during that time, we knew we had to be bold in our approach to dealing with this pandemic, both because of our fiscal health as well as our physical health. And those investments did help millions of families from falling off a cliff. Unfortunately, and actually had improved our poverty rate in this country. Unfortunately, because many of those things have expired, it is now causing families to have to not have food to put on the table. Never in our lives have we seen in my lifetime, and I'm 58, seen so many Americans in food lines wondering where they're going, whether they're going to be able to pay their mortgage or their rent. This is a time that we have to invest and have a bold, comprehensive plan, and we have to do it in a united way. And so I would encourage you, if you were entitled to something and didn't get it, that you please also reach out to your congressional office. I know in my state, we've helped many people who didn't receive their check or had a problem with Social Security or the IRS. That's what we're here for. So please reach out to us.
Let's bring in Ron now in Madison with a question. Hi, Ron. Ron, can you hear us? Oh, I don't think we can hear Ron. On the issue of taxes, what is Biden's plan for extending tax cuts for the middle class or raising taxes on Americans?
First of all, Joe Biden has been really, really clear that when we look at the current administration and the current president, the focus has been really cutting taxes for the wealthiest and for corporations. And Joe Biden feels that we need to be investing in working class people and those individuals that need the support more than those that really don't. And so the plan, as he has stated, is that if you make over $400,000, your taxes will go up. If you make under $400,000, they won't. This is a plan that will have to be worked through with Congress. And I think, again, one of the things that has been a challenge to the current administration is working with Congress. But with Joe Biden, he will work hand in glove with us to make sure that we have the funds for the investments that we need to make sure that we deal with this pandemic, as well as rebound our economy. And he will also make sure that those individuals who should be paying their fair share are paying their fair share.
We're talking with Biden surrogate U.S. Representative Lisa Blunt, Rochester of Delaware, our guide to this installment of Presidential Ticket Conversations. Congresswoman, Biden was the lead author of the 1994 crime bill. He apologized for effects of that legislation that jailed people of color for nonviolent crimes. What will he do to reform the criminal justice system, and what policies would address systemic racism in our country?
I think, again, this is a perfect contrast for the voters of Wisconsin to look at the records of Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Going all the way back to the beginning years when Joe Biden was advocating and fighting for civil rights, as well as dealing with issues such as redlining, compared to Donald Trump, whose family was facing, challenges and court challenges because of discriminating against people of color in housing, as one example. then you look currently at some of the policies that Donald Trump has put forward, everything from in a time when we are dealing with a racial reckoning, creating an executive order to tell you know, agencies and companies, if you are doing things that increase diversity and inclusion and are dealing with this kind of training, that will take your funding away. Whereas Joe Biden has said he and Kamala Harris have a real plan, starting with the recognition that racism is real and is institutional and structural, and that we have to deal with it in our criminal justice system, as well as other parts of our agencies. And so you will see from the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, where we talk about accountability, because as Kamala Harris said, bad cops are bad for good cops. Joe Biden believes that we need to make sure that we address our criminal justice system in a way that acknowledges our history, but also creates accountability, transparency, and training to improve our criminal justice system.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was U.S. Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester of Delaware. We'll be back after a news update on the Ideas Network.
Live.